Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is another beautiful day in the month of May. You have tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministries for virtually everyone, always available to you via our website, BakiMinistries.wix.com/Baki. I'm your host, Verve J, and I'm excited you tuned in. We have started a whole new series for the month of May. It's all about Speak Life. That's right. The words that we think and speak have power and energy. Yet every day we let all sorts of negativity into our minds and out of our mouths. For the next few weeks, we will be replacing negative thoughts with positive words and energy. Your words have power to create or destroy. And this is another one of those choices we have during this gift called life to project positivity in all aspects. So I'm excited. I really just want to jump right in. Our focus today is going to be on gratitude. So I know that a lot of us are going through what they call trials and tribulations. Those things that, you know, just really chip away at the stuff that we think that we need, you know, that negativity, that anger, the stuff, the bitterness, the hatred, the unforgiveness that we hold on to. But our trials and tribulations chip away at that slowly but surely. And until you get to a place mentally and physically that you're okay with, like, you know that you can do better, but you're okay. You have, like, a sort of peace about the storms of life. You won't move forward because you'll keep going through the same scenarios, different day, different person, same scenario, different city, different location, same scenario, different day, different week, same scenario. And we wonder why. Why are we going through the same thing? Like, I was with Tom, I'm with John, I was with Raheem, and it's the same thing. They all dogs, they all cheat, all menaces, and we start classifying things and people, and we start speaking out this negativity, and we just start spewing out stuff that's unproductive to us instead of doing a little introspection. What I found is that when we're really, really, really ready to look into that mirror, and if we see that we're going through a same cycle, the same cycle, again and again, different place, different person, what we will find and what we will notice is that, it may not be them, it may be us. I'm just saying, if you're in marriage or serious relationship number three and it's turning into the same scenario, introspection, to look at you, to look inside of you, figure out what are you bringing negatively, yeah, to the table. Because if you're getting a negative response, usually you served up addition negativity. So how does that relate to gratitude? Because somewhere along the way, you've got to start being grateful for what you have. I know it's not perfect. I understand it's not ideal, nor is it cookie cutter, but it's what you have. I am happy about this situation right here. No. But I'm grateful for the opportunity to be allowed to see things differently. I'm grateful for the opportunity to experience, you know, my transition, my changes this way. I'm grateful that it's no worse or no better than what it is, because this right here is my training ground. There are different branches of the armed forces, and each branch has their own training requirement based upon the type of soldier that they're putting out. You can't go through the same training as someone else to get the results that you'll need to be the best version of yourself. So if so-and-so wants to be in the Army, okay, cool. Their military weapon style and training is different than someone who wants to be a Marine. And when after you go through that basic training, you have a certain bond and a kinship with the people you've gone through the training with, because you found out more about yourself than you knew in the beginning. You found out that you were stronger than what you thought. You found out that you were made of something solid and that you could withstand forces and pain and grueling situations that you did not think that you could go through. You didn't know it was humanly possible in the beginning to go through that situation. Life is no different. Life has been a basic training for you up until this point, and you didn't know in the beginning that you were strong enough to handle the situation that you're up against. This weekend coming up in America, it's Mother's Day. Okay, great. For a lot of people, that's a wonderful thing. And the commercial side of that, you know, they're going to make a lot of money. Millions of companies are going to make lots of money off of Mother's Day. Some of us give gifts out of guilt. Some of us give gifts out of joy, and some of us give gifts out of gratitude. But the reality is, no matter what you're giving it for, you're contributing to the commercial side of the holiday compared to, you know, when we back in the day when people could express their feelings freely and say, hey, it wasn't perfect. It was what it was. You were who you were. You are who you are. And, you know, I'm just thankful. I'm grateful that we are at this place in time now. No, it's not perfect. No, it's not ideal. And surely it is not the Cosbys. This is not a Huxtable situation that we're in. But I'm grateful for the opportunity to go through it with you. I don't know what example of mothers you had in your life, but, you know, me personally, I was surrounded by a lot of strong women growing up who showed me that endurance was really the only option in the course of life. And they showed me this through the lifestyle that they led, what they put up with, what they wouldn't put up with, who they spoke to, what they spoke about, the public face that they put on. They taught me, you know, how to stand as a woman, how to be a woman, how to be a mother, how to be respectful and be respected. And for those situations, you know, going through it, you're just like, this sucks. This is discipline. I don't want to do this. I don't want to say thank you. I don't want to be putting on a smile. But after you go through it, a little something called hindsight will teach you, wow, it could have been so much worse. I am grateful for the opportunity to learn secondhand, sometimes firsthand, these lessons. What do you mean? Okay, what I'm saying and what the point of everything is that in all situations, the training that we receive is just that, it's training. And until you complete this level of training, you're going to keep going through the same test. So you might as well start being grateful for the training that you're enduring, because it's only preparing you for the next level. We don't send soldiers to war who haven't had any training at all. We send them to war after they've had the training. You're not ready for war. What you're going through is just a battle. It's not the war. And yeah, it sucks, and you may have injuries, and you may be injured, but after you get out the injured list or off the injured list, you have to be ready for this war. There are forces and there are things in life that don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to be successful. It just is what it is. And we can call them haters. We can call them motivators. We can call them elevators. You can call it whatever you want. It is what it is. But at some point, you have to decide, am I going to be on this team over here, team negativity, or am I going to start changing the words, changing my attitude, finding the reason to be grateful in the situation so that I can move on? I hate, despise with a purple Kool-Aid passion, being stuck. And when I'm stuck and it's my own fault, I hate that even more. What? Yes, because it's something I can change. We think that we have very little power in this gift called life, but in actuality, we have more power than we give ourselves credit for. And so there are certain situations that we create our lives. Oh, if this ever happened, girl, I don't even know how you're going through that. If that happened to me, I don't know how I can handle it. I would lose my mind. I would just go crazy. So you just spoke all that out there. Now when it's your turn to go through this level of training, what's going to happen? Everything that you previously spoke, you're going to lose your mind. You're going to feel like you're losing your mind. You're going to be in such an emotional whirlwind that you want to take your mind out your head, put it on a shelf, and just be like, just need some sort of chill zone or free zone, or, you know, try to self-medicate so you don't feel the pain of what you're going through, so you don't really face it. You're just numbing the situation so that you can live and not thrive, so that you can just exist and just be instead of really being the person in the moment that you need to be. Your full self is not going to show up because you've decided to numb and to self-medicate and to lean on drugs or to lean on alcohol or to lean on other things that you become dependent upon instead of really just picking yourself up and taking the moment for what it is, finding the reason to be grateful in it, and moving forward in life. Because until you really find a reason to be grateful in 8 out of 10 of the situations you're in, you're going to be there. Wow. Yeah, it's a cycle. Everything in life just keeps going round and round and round. And you can decide, okay, am I going to be stuck here or am I going to go through the spiral? I'm going through the spiral up or I'm going through the spiral down. Oh, look, I've passed this before. I know how to handle this. And that's the other thing that we forget. Like, we have all these weapons at our disposal, and gratitude is a weapon. Forgiveness is a weapon. Moving on is a weapon. Not getting stuck. Those are all weapons that you can use in life. So when the enemy or when things come at you that are negative, but you've been there before, you can say, hey, I know how to handle a low bank account. I've been here before. Why is my bank account low? Oh, I was overspending. Why was I overspending? Because I was shopping to medicate, to distract myself from this situation. Okay, so let me go back and deal with the situation. Then I won't be overspending. Then my bank account won't be low. Then I won't have to be sad for being broke. And the cycle continues. You have to get to the root of what's really going on in your life and still find a reason to have some sort of gratitude about the situation. Yes, you've been given a rough hand. Yes, you may have just lost someone that's so precious to you. I understand all of that. That's called being human. That's called living life. In life, we have ups, we have downs, we have gains, we have losses. We have situations we will never, ever, 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 ever fully comprehend and understand. All of that is training. We say that we are king's kids and we are royalty and we are the salt of the earth. Well, in order to get all of that stuff, there's a process you have to go through. It was given to us, yes. We have a divine right to it, yes. But there's also a training that has to happen because if you are a young ruler, you don't have enough wisdom to incorporate your self-control. And so somewhere through there, we have to get disciplined. And these trials and stuff that we're going through, it's a discipline training. So mentally, you have to be disciplined. Physically, you have to be disciplined. And with all the distractions that are in our life and around our life, it's hard to be disciplined and focused. When the Bible tells us to study, to show yourself approved, but we're constantly in front of a TV, or we're constantly in front of a computer screen, or we're constantly on the internet, and we're not doing biblical things, reading biblical things, having biblical study, then how are we studying to show ourselves approved? We can't graduate or get promoted to the next level if we're still doing the same thing that we did back in 93, but we're expecting 2016 blessings. Oh, this is the year of favor. This is the year of increase. Not if you're still doing the same thing. You can sit here and echo what someone else says and think that has power. In reality, it does not. In reality, you're wasting your breath. In reality, you could just save all of that for later, because until you're willing to make the necessary changes with you, everything else is only following you. The words that you have spoken have power, and the things that are following you and in your life are the things that you've attracted to your life by the words that you speak or have spoken. And so you have to cancel out certain things, like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that I said that. I would totally die if this happened. Okay, I don't want to die. I want to live. So now what kind of life do I want to live? And you have to design that, and you have to plan that. It has to be according to, you know, a master plan and a master design. You have to be willing to get into God's word and to get into God's face and to get into relationship with God. What is it that you, okay, I need to be doing this. Oh, and it has to be a daily communication. You have to seek. The things have to be found, and you have to tune up, and you've got to tune in, and you've got to cut away certain things. Certain things are only needed for certain seasons. But again, as we're going through this basic training, we're complaining about the aches and pains along the way, and we're never fully getting to the end result. And we're like, man, I just keep falling short. I just keep falling short. I hate starting over again. Well, don't quit. If you don't quit, you don't have to start all over again. If you find some reason in the situation to express gratitude, because that's like the biggest propeller that we have out here in this gift called life, is gratitude. What do you mean? I mean, you could take a whole negative situation. It could look negative to everybody. But if you find the one rose in the concrete, and you nurture that rose and you speak to that rose will blossom and it will grow and it will help break that concrete up. Why? Because the roots are stronger. And as it becomes stronger, that rose, the positive thing in your life, becomes strong. It starts to overpower the stuff that's been stagnant, the concrete, in your life, the stuff that's not flowing and not moving. The rose will give you the inspiration to ignore the gray nastiness of the concrete and focus on the beauty of life that has sprung forth within a negative situation. And as you look at the rose growing out of concrete in your life, you'll realize that you too are like that rose. There are dark, dismal situations all around you, and all day, every day, you could focus on that dark and dismal, but the stuff that you focus on is the stuff that's going to grow. The stuff that you give your attention to is what is taking your power. So if you're focusing on the rose and the positive situation in your life, guess what's happening? You are now bringing more gratitude into your life. You're now bringing more goodness into your life. And so now you're like, oh my gosh, maybe this isn't the only rose that can grow in concrete. Let me plant something positive over here. Let me sow something positive over here. Let me look for the other beautiful things in this life. Yeah, I was raised this way, and yeah, this didn't go according to my plan, but oh my gosh, I have a rose growing out of concrete, and for that I'm thankful. And as you give thanks and as you appreciate what you have, because things don't have to be as well as they are. At any point in time, what you have materialistically can be taken away from you. At any point in time, everything that you love and put in a high place in your life can be shifted to a very low place in your life. The very person that you're giving all of yourself to, your affection, your attention, can up and leave today or tomorrow. And then what? You build your all on some sand, and then the hurricane came. And then what happens? You have nothing. You're like, what? I don't understand. She was my everything. He was my everything. You don't understand. I love him. You loved him, but you didn't love him enough to put him on solid foundation. We all know what solid foundation is. Something that's going to sustain, something that's going to last. You loved him, but you weren't grateful enough for that. You weren't expressing gratitude for the opportunity to experience the gift of love. You were grateful to have a showpiece on your arm. You aren't grateful because you've been given an opportunity to experience this loss. What? That doesn't even make sense. Yes, because out of your pain, out of those hurtful situations, those things that have you up in the midnight hour, those are the very things that you can use at a later date and time to come back and speak life to somebody else who needs to know that roses grow out of concrete, who needs to know that life will continue even though they have this loss. That you need to be able to speak life to people who have been, who are about to go through what you've already been through. But no, you're stuck in this woe is me. You don't wrap yourself up in a blanket and cut yourself off from the world, and you are all focused on you. Me, woe is me. When everybody is going through, everybody has issues, everybody has trials, everybody has tribulations. But here you go with this woe is me. And then a lot of us with the woe is me have the audacity to say, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I've been doing this for a long time. Jesus is my homie. And we repeat all this other stuff. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I don't have time for this mess. But we're on 72 prescriptions. Come on. Really? That doesn't even make sense. At what point in time do you say, you know what, either I'm going this way or I'm going that way? Because as long as you continue to stay on that fence, what's going to happen? Something's going to happen where you're going to fall, and it's going to hurt you in very personal or private places. I'm just saying, I know that was kind of vivid, but I'm just saying, this is the reality of life. And we're sitting here wondering why. Why does this hurt so bad? Why? Because you've decided to be on the treadmill or on the track scene instead of going through life. See, the thing about a treadmill, oh, it's good for exercise and burning calories. Okay, great. But if you're trying to get somewhere, you can't get there on the treadmill. If you're really trying to live life and experience life and see what's going on in the world, that treadmill is not going to work. Just like you isolating and alienating yourself from the whole world, that doesn't work. Part of your ministry, part of your gift, part of your calling is to go ye. Go ye therefore into all the world. Isn't that what Jesus told his disciples? Isn't that what you say that you represent? I'm a Christian. I'm Christ-like. Go ye. You can't just stay in your little Jerusalem and think that everything's okay. Go to Samaria, go to the nearby areas, then I need you to go to all of the world. And you can't do that sitting in your living room. It's not really possible. You can't do that while you're having your little pity party. You always want people to come to you. No, go ye. Those are words which have what? Power and energy that were spoken to help give you life. Because, you know, it would have been very easy for Jesus or any of the disciples or any of the people that you look up to biblically to say, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stay here. I'm not going to do it. But you know what? This is how powerful the word is. Let's go to the New Testament. Let's look at this story right here, Book of Acts. So the disciples are out there healing people. They're doing it in the name of Jesus. They're like, oh, you are healed in the name of Jesus. All of a sudden, they're drawing all sorts of attention to them because they're what? They're speaking life. They don't have anything else but the word. They're speaking the same words that Jesus spoke. They're walking in the power and authority of those words because words were spoken over them. There was a transference of power, but the transference came with words. So now they're walking that out in life. They're going forth. People are noticing. All of a sudden, people who are scheming are noticing. They're saying, how can we make money off of this? So what happens? The man goes up to the man with the demons in him, and he says, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. The demon, not the man, the demon inside the man says, Peter we know, John we know. Like, so he's naming the disciples. Like, the demons are aware who the disciples are. But you, we don't know. Who are you claiming the name of Jesus because the man was echoing something he heard. He didn't actually have the power within himself because he never believed or experienced the word for himself, but he's echoing what the disciples were saying, thinking that the echo would bring the power. The echo only could repeat what it heard to repeat. So therefore, there was no power in that. And when you walk around with no power, even the demons, the negative, the devil's imps, the devil's legions know that you are powerless, and they begin to mock you. And not only did the demons mock him, they jumped from the one man that he was attempting to heal for his financial gain. They jumped, leaped off of the one man, and leaped onto the man who was echoing something he heard. Now, see, words have power. Words have energy. Words give transference of power. What happened? So now you have your body racked with demons because you was echoing something you didn't walk out for yourself. What? That word right there, that was hot, right? This is what I'm saying. If you go to these houses called church and you are constantly claiming to be something, you can't be the echo. You got to start walking that thing out for yourself so the manifestation can happen within your own life. And if no manifestation is happening in your life, you are just an echo. You've got to start to believe it, to study it, to walk in it, to let it saturate and purify you. And purification is not a pretty process. I don't know if you've ever taken your jewelry to get cleaned. It's not a very beautiful thing. They don't just use regular soap and water. It's a chemical bath in which they put it in. And sometimes when you have to put it in the chemical bath, there's a rubbing and a scrubbing away. But so many of us don't want to go through that process, so we still look rusty, dingy, and dirty when we call it to be salt and light. I'm not sure about you, but I prefer my salt to look nice and crystallized and white, purified. I don't want any dirty salt. I don't want anything in my salt. I don't want it impure. If I want salt, I want plain salt. So when you're called to be salt, that's what you need to be. That means you have to go through the process. But yet we want to forsake the process and still be claiming that we are Christians. You can't be Christian. You can't be biblical. You can't be full Muslim. You can't be whatever religion that you're claiming unless you go through the process. And you cannot speak positivity if you're just echoing it and expect it to have any sort of power in your life. I myself am tired of powerless people. You have a gift called life. Therefore, you have the opportunity to evoke power in your life. But again, if you are choosing to be the echo, and if you're choosing to say the things you've heard and not experienced for yourself, you will be powerless. I can't tell your story like you can tell your story. Your story has power when it comes from you. But if you continue to sit on your story, if you continue to be mum and keep it all to yourself and not tell people how much of an overcomer you are, because you choose to believe the lie that the enemy has told you, that's on you. But at any point in time, you can stop lying to yourself. You can stop believing the lie. You can get up, take your mat, follow the person that you say you're following, be the believer that you say you are, and start walking that thing out. It's a faith walk. And along the way, you're going to have to experience and you're going to have to show some gratitude. No, it was not perfect. Yes. You had to spend some nights on your knees crying. Yes, you could really buy stock in Kleenex with all the Kleenex that you use to dry your tears. But what my Bible tells me is that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Why does joy come in the morning? Because you've taken the opportunity to release all that negative toxicity that was within you. All of that stuff you've been through was for your demise. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Bible says that Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So if you're off track with the abundant life that you are meant to have as your birthright, then therefore it's time for you to do some self-exploration and figure out what's going on with self. And you can't get right following what's on the TV. You can't get right listening to what's on the radio. This is about relationship. And the only way you can grow that relationship is to spend time in your word and spend time with the God that you say that you serve. You can spend time with the God in you and the God of the universe. And that's the only way to get on one accord. That's the only way to get right. My husband and I have been together for 13, 14 years. There are times when I can finish his sentence and he can finish mine. Why? Because we spend so much time together. I know most of the stuff he's going to say before he says it. I know pretty much how he's going to react before he reacts. I plan in advance for his reaction. Why? Because I've taken the time to spend with him, to study him, to learn him, to watch his mannerisms, to see how he reacts to this and reacts to that. And past behavior is the best indicator of future behavior until you decide to change. So looking at your past behavior, I can pretty much decide whether or not which course you want to be on until you decide to change. At any point in time, as long as you have breath in your body, you can say, you know what, I'm going to find a gratitude in this situation. It may be under a rock, it may be under a bush, it may be hiding behind that doctor's report, but I'm going to find the gratitude in this situation. I'm going to take that gratitude for what it is, the rose and the concrete, and I'm going to nurture that daggone rose until it can't be nurtured anymore. Then I'm going to speak life to somebody else in a concrete situation. The choice has always been yours, and the choice will always be yours. And it's up to you to decide, am I going to choose to live? Am I going to choose to die? Am I going to speak life? Or am I going to speak death? Am I going to accept this negative, or am I going to speak the positive? Am I going to allow my words to create the future that I dreamed of, or am I going to sit on the sidelines and watch life pass me by? I'm just saying, these are all options that are available to you. So we're going into this Mother's Day weekend. Whatever type of mama you had, whatever type she was, she did the best she could with what she had, based upon the choices that she made. Find the gratitude in that. It was not as bad as someone else's story, and it was not as good as someone else's story, and it was not ideal for 80% of us. Fine. But that's the hand you were given. That was the training that you needed. That was the purification. Let that be your motivation, either to be better or to be bitter. At what point are you going to cross over to better and stop leaning on, but she didn't and he didn't. It doesn't even matter anymore. That was then. This is now. It's 2015. If you don't get nothing else, get better today because today is all you have. Let go of that hatred and bitterness today. Let it go because it's not serving any purpose in your life. It's weighing you down. When you go through these basic training exercises, if they want to slow you down, they'll add additional stuff for you to carry. And some of us, we're so strong, we've gotten so used to carrying them bags that we've built additional muscles to carry the extra emotional baggage. Honey, when you get a chance to let them bags down, you don't even realize how great it feels until you let it down. And all the additional weight that you've been carrying, it serves you no purpose to hate, to despise the person who brought you into this world. It doesn't. It doesn't even feel good to hold on to that. Good is to let it go and to walk in the newness of life and to be grateful for the opportunity and whatever they showed you, whatever it was, that was the training that you needed. That was the soil that you needed to grow. A couple months ago, we talked about things grow really good in manure. Why? Because manure has certain nutrients in it. You're like, it's waste, it's byproduct, it stinks. Some of us grew up in manure based upon choices that we didn't make, that other people made for us. And it may have been a manure of a deal, some bovine fecal matter that you had to go through to get to be the person you are now. But, honey, but when you look at it, when the storms of life come, because you grew up in manure, your roots are stronger. Because you had to go through so much it in your life, you are stronger. You can look at things differently. You have a better perspective. And I know it didn't feel good. It didn't smell good. And people talked about you and all of that stuff. But I promise you, if you let it go today, if you find some reason in that to be grateful, to appreciate some sort of something that they gave you, it could be your eyes. It could be your smile. It could be your winning personality. Whatever it is that person gave you, find the gratitude in it. Be thankful because Mother's Day, it's right around the corner, and we don't want to be bitter going into another holiday. We don't want to give the ABC store or the liquor or the spirits any more of our money because we don't want to deal with the emotions that we're facing. What we want is we want to speak positivity. It was not ideal, no ma'am, no ham, no turkey. But you know what? It was what was needed to bring you to where you are now. It sucks for some of us, some of y'all, but you know what? It can only get better when you start saying better because you have no excuses right now as an adult with the knowledge that you have to continue to hold on to it. It's not making you better at all. I'm your host, Rev J. I'm going to continue to speak life all weekend long. I'm going to speak life until next Tuesday when we speak life to each other. Y'all continue to tune in. Check us out on Facebook, Vine, Instagram, Twitter. Check out our website. We're going to continue to speak life over all things because we want to live this gift of life out loud. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.